only purpose for his life could be to serve as a warning to others. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Folks, up next on the Drew Marshall Show, the Blind Boys of Alabama, Mr. Ricky McKinney. Have a listen.
Keep on running. Keep on running.
I tell you, we have been playing the Blind Boys music for 10 years on this show and have developed quite a friendship with the guys, but I would say our bestest friend of the group is on the phone with us right now. And by the way, bestest is a real word. On the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. McKinney, so good to chat with you again. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Drew, how you feeling, man?
Where are you at? Are you in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago.
Does that always feel like you're coming home when you go to Chicago? I mean, there's such a good music scene in Chicago.
It's a good city here, but making my way home when I make it back to you again, man.
You're so smooth. You are so smooth. Every time I talk to you, I just go away with a little giggle. A little giggle. That's what happens. So, listen, how many dates a year are you guys doing? You should be slowing down because, you know, you guys are you're old.
You know what? You know, older just like gold. It gets better all the time. We won't slow down until we go down.
You kill me with these lines, man. Just kill me every time. I feel like you're a walking bumper sticker. I got to write all these down. How many tour dates every year do you guys do?
Well, we're out on the road about 150 days out of the year.
Wow.
And so we do quite a few dates.
That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, tell me about your drums. What are you using? What kind of kit are you using?
Well, you know, Tape Drums is still my favorite drum set. Right now, I've been singing lead and background for a while, but I'm still playing drums. I still get back then, and somehow it should be done.
Nice, nice. Now, I need to know how Mr. Fountain is doing. How is Clarence doing? I know the diabetes is really, you know, taking its toll on him.
Yeah, Clarence is doing fine. You know, with his condition as it is, he's doing great.
Okay, all right. When was the last, like, do you talk to him much at all? Because he is one of the founding members, him along with, of course, Jimmy Carter. He's still with the group. Mr. Sustain, have you figured out what the long, I've asked you like six questions. Why don't I just shut up and let you answer one, and then we'll go to Jimmy. When was the last time you spoke with Clarence?
I talked to Clarence last week. Clarence is sort of like a father to me. I've been knowing him since I was 4 years old, so I try to talk to him every 2 or 3 weeks. So I talked to him last week.
Okay, good. Now, Jimmy Carter sings with you, and he would be 82, 84. How old is Jimmy?
I'm not saying, but he's in his 80s, but you're right. He's still here. He's still doing good, and he's still jumping up and down and going out there in the audience.
He's got to have the longest sustain. I've never seen a guy hold a note that long. I mean, seriously, he goes at least, what, 20 seconds. It goes on and on and on, kind of like my radio show.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good thing about it. When it's good, it lasts for a long time. And Jimmy, I've had people to time him. He's done 60 seconds, you know.
60 seconds?
Wow.
60.
That's ridiculous. That is just insane. Tell me some highlights that have happened with you guys lately, some people you've been performing with. I know it seems like you guys have really hit your stride as of late, especially the last 10 years. And, of course, you know, we started interviewing you about 10 years ago. So, Ricky, I like to take credit for the Blind Boys of Alabama's career. I think it all really took off once you did my show. What do you think?
Well, you know what? We wouldn't be where we are without you, Drew. You made it all happen in Canada, and we appreciate it so much. Let me just say this for the people that are listening. We have been doing some great things. We got a brand new record that's out. We got a new tenor singer that's in the Blind Boys now, Paul Beale. He's one of the greatest tenor singers in the world. So if you miss it, you're going to miss something.
When was the last time you were at the Grammy Awards?
Well, we were back in the Grammys. I think it was like 2011. But we're on our way back this time. We got a brand new record called I Found a Way. We're going to find our way back to the Grammys.
Well done. Well done. Folks, the Blind Boys of Alabama will be performing at the Rose Theater in Brampton on November 22nd at 8 p.m. You want to go to rosetheater.ca to get tickets. I hope to be going there again and giving my friend Ricky McKinney a big old hug again. I remember we ran into each other down at the GMA. No, what do they call it? Yeah, the GMAs, I guess, down in Nashville. And everybody they were all talking about the Blind Boys of Alabama. It was one of the best nights they've ever had, you guys performing there. I guess they gave you a bunch of awards as well. What do you think, Ricky, is the biggest honor bestowed upon you guys over the last 10 years? It's got to be the Grammy, I guess, right? I mean, four of them?
Well, you know, it's like this. The Grammys have been great, but to be able to go and sing for three different presidents and to sing for a black president, even though he's black, he's qualified, and we went to the White House three different times, and to be on the Drew Marshall Show all these years has been a big highlight to the Blind Boys of Alabama. It's good to be back one more time. But I tell the people one thing. If you feel bad, if you feel sad, the place to be is to see the Blind Boys of Alabama, because it's going to make you feel glad and be there when the boys are back in town.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Eric McKinney on the phone with us. We'll say a quick goodbye to him. And you guys got a show tonight in Chicago, do you?
Yeah, Chicago and they'll be the same. You know, they say that tonight when the lights went out in Chicago, we're going to turn the lights on in the city. It's going to run bright. But I tell you what, when we get to Canada, it's never going to be the same. We're going to melt the ice.
Unbelievable. Blindboys.com, blindboys.com. They've got a new CD out that you certainly want to pick up. I'll Find a Way, produced by Justin Vernon of Bon Iver. And quite a unique collaboration between one of pop music's longest-running acts and one of its fastest-rising stars. You must be thrilled about this latest project.
I tell you what, when we went to Wisconsin, it was cold outside, but it was warm inside. He got a warm heart, and we had a great time, and this is a great record.
Good stuff. Listen, Mr. McKinney, always a pleasure. I know you always say to me, just call me Eric, but, you know, you deserve the respect. Mr. McKinney, I really appreciate your time. Blind Boys of Alabama, folks, Grammy-winning recording artist coming to Brampton's Rose Theater November 22nd, 8 p.m. For tickets, go to rosetheater.ca. And for all things Blind Boys, go to blindboys.com, including that I'll Find a Way CD. You can get those tracks everywhere. You know, I don't know how people – how do the kids buy music these days? I guess they go online and buy through iTunes and all that stuff. But a great career to follow, and really appreciate what you guys do. Thank you again, Mr. McKinney, for joining us.
Well, Drew, I'm going to say this to you. You never got to call me Mr. because I'm your friend. I'm Ricky McKinney. You're my friend. You're Drew. And I tell you what, we're going to be there, and we're going to have a great time. So I'm telling you, all I mean is a program would not be a program if I don't see you. So come out, and let's have a good time together.
Ricky, buddy, thank you very much. So good to hear your voice again, man.
You too. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Ricky McKinney from the Blind Boys of Alabama. And I love those guys. Seriously, you go. It's like when I was at the James Brown concert. He started off by saying, look, you may have come in here with burdens, with problems, with stuff going on in your life, but we're here to kind of let that load lift a little bit. It's kind of like doing church. And that's exactly, James Brown concert was like that. The Blind Boys of Alabama concerts, unbelievably spiritually lifting. Much more than any Hillsong rubbish I've ever heard in my life. Let me just say that straight up and very clear. Short break on our show. Have a listen to the Blind Boys of Alabama.
All you need is faith to hear the Jesus humming. Don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?